Welcome to episode 374 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes to the industry, but one thing that has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy, Lindsay, and Laura. St. Lucia is located in the Eastern Caribbean and is an island that is on a lot of bucket lists. They're open to travelers right now, and recently Outlander's own Robin was able to visit and experience this gem. We're excited to talk to her about it tonight, so let's get started.
Hey, Robin.
Thanks for having me.
So before you even got there, what exactly did you have to do to get in the country?
So in order to get in the country, we needed to be vaccinated in order to be able to go around different places. We needed to get a negative COVID test within 72 hours, and we needed to fill out an online form. The online form is it's not challenging, but if you have a company that tests and messes your test, they put my wrong birth date on the test. So when I put the test in, it got denied. And so I had to go back to the company and I said, this is not my birthday. And they were able to send me the new one. And because we do what we do, I know who to contact to get it expedited, to get it through.
Yeah.
They prefer that you do it 7 days ahead and then just add the negative COVID test when you do it. But I did mine 4 days, which is why I needed to get expedited. Because as Lindsay says, we travel badly, so you don't have to.
Yes, we do.
So we also got the expedited VIP fast track. So I went with another travel agent and she was coming. We came on two different flights, but we got in at the same time. So we met, and what they've done is they've put a big tent and they have two lines. One line is really, really long and wraps around, and one line is the expedited line. And this is just to do the COVID test stuff and for them to, they give you a wristband. If you're vaccinated and everything's okay, you get, I believe it was a white wristband. And that wristband allows people to know that you can go anywhere on the island because you've been vaccinated. I didn't see anyone that wasn't, so I don't know what color you get if you're not. But if you had kids who weren't vaccinated, you needed to stay on property at whatever resort you were going to. They couldn't leave.
Not like they put a big C on your forehead or anything.
So were you tested at the airport a second time?
No, but they checked we had to bring our vaccination card, and we had to bring a written copy of our COVID test.
Very good. Okay. So tell us about the resort you went to.
So we picked the resort and we did not do as much research as we do for our clients. My friend had a free night at this one resort. We tried to get into one of the Sandals resorts and they only had one night that they could do for us. And it was in the middle of our trip. So we decided to stay the week at this resort, and I won't go back unless they fix a bunch of stuff. So this resort was another resort, and it was bought right before COVID by Royalton. So it's not actually a Royalton, it's Mystique by Royalton. And I think that's their way of trying to let people know that it's not as good as a Royalton. There were lots of great things about it. The beach was amazing. Everyone we talked to, when they said, where are you staying? They said, oh my God, that's the best beach on the island. Oh. It was just beautiful. So the fast track at the airport, that got us through really quickly. And we did transfers. Next time I would definitely do the helicopter tour, the helicopter transfer. That road is really windy.
Yeah, it takes
and, and right now on Sundays, they have a curfew. So no one, nothing outside of the resorts and the airport is open on Sundays. So this guy was driving really fast and I was not feeling good by the time we got there.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, it's like hills, twists, turns. Yeah. But whenever I went, so how close were you to, I stayed at the Grand St. Lucian when I was there.
Okay.
Do you know, like, if you were in that area? The reason I'm asking is because they told us that even if you did the helicopter transfer, the place that it lands is still like 20 minutes from that resort. So it doesn't like land at the resort.
Oh, yeah. And we passed it a few times during our, when we went on tours.
Uh-huh.
We passed where the helicopter landed. And it was maybe 10 minutes from our resort.
Okay.
But you still do have to get a transfer. If you stay at a company, if you stay at a resort like Sandals, they will pick you up there.
Yeah.
If you stay at another resort, you just need to pay for a transfer or a taxi from there to your resort.
Robin, do you know how much the helicopter transfer runs?
I do not.
I think it's a couple hundred per person.
Okay.
And I do know that there's a minimum amount of people. So if they don't have that minimum, they won't go. Because I remember hearing that from another agent a few years ago. I've only sent two people before this to St. Lucia, mm-hmm. and they were both staying where it wasn't worth it for them to take the helicopter. They were staying.
How long was it from the airport to your resort? I know he said he drove fast and that you didn't feel good, but do you have an approximate?
It was about 45 minutes. He said normally during a weekday, it would take over an hour because there would be a lot more cars on the road.
Because he wouldn't go 90? Is that what you mean?
Ooh.
Yeah, it was on the way back. I had my C-bands on, so I was much better on the way back.
Wow. And Latak is like 2 hours from the airport. The Grand is like an hour and a half. I stayed at both of them. And then Halcyon is, I think.
Halcyon was not far from us.
Yeah.
So
you said the beach was really beautiful. Was it swimmable or just beautiful?
Yes, it was swimmable. it is one of the last beaches on that part of the island before the mountains. So there's really not a lot going on there. I mean, you see a few sailboats and they're doing some, you know, water sports, but we went in and we swam and we had a lot of fun and the water was really nice. There are some beaches that are much rougher. that we found it out by talking to other people in some of the resorts we visited. So the resort we stayed in is three floors, no elevators. So if you get an ocean view, you can't get an ocean view if you want to stay on the first floor.
Because you can't see the ocean from the first
floor. So they put us on the third floor and we actually tried to change it, but they didn't have any availability.
Wow.
The Caribbean and their love of stairs.
Yes.
Were they full or were they just not at 100% capacity?
She told us that they were not at 100% capacity, but all the rooms that were available were on the second or third floor. And if we moved, we only wanted to move to the first floor.
Yeah.
Laura, I did ask about accessibility. And she said that you could have a scooter in the first floor ones, but obviously the second or third would not be there. But there's a lot of walkways around the resort. So, but they don't have accessibility at the beach. This was a family resort. We did not see many children there. They don't have a kids club. So that was probably part of it. It was a very small resort. It definitely needs some TLC.
Well, St. Lucia is a pricier destination, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like most people are going to spend that much money, they're probably not bringing their kids.
True. There are some other family resorts. We visited the Royalton and Hideaway at Royalton, and there was a lot of kids there.
Yeah, I've sent kids to, I think it was the Hideaway.
Hideaway.
Hideaway is an adult resort.
It's one big resort. The Hideaway is one part of it. The Hideaway is adults only.
Okay.
So it's like four hotels in one. There's regular Royalton, then there's Royalton Hideaway, then there's Royalton Diamond Club, and then there's Royalton Hideaway Diamond Club.
So I think they were Diamond Club. I think that's like club level, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
It's been a few years since.
I have clients who love the Royalton brand, so I'm sad that the Mystique was struggling some.
I would send people to the Royalton in an instant. I would go stay there, but it is a big resort and it's much more spread out. So the Mystique was a smaller resort. And if they put in elevators, I mean, the people were amazing. Everyone that worked there was so happy to see people.
Yeah.
They, you know, they just did so much. They went over and above.
The Mystique, it's not near the other Royalton, or is it not, like, it doesn't sound like it's connected, but is it close to it?
No, it's about 20 minutes away.
Okay. And are there any exchange privileges?
No. Okay. With the regular Royalton, if you're staying in the Hideaway Diamond Club, you can do things in the whole resort.
Mm-hmm.
If you're staying in the regular Hideaway, you can do things that aren't Diamond Club in the whole resort. If you're staying Royalton Diamond Club, you can do things except for the Hideaway stuff.
Okay. Makes
sense. And then regular Royalton, just the regular stuff. But they showed us rooms in the Hideaway and in the regular, and they're beautiful. It was really nice. The
Preferred Club's a really nice upgrade for them.
Yeah.
Like they get service on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong? It's service on the beach. You've got like your own little, when you register, you have your own little private area. They have their own little snack area and breakfast room. And
yep.
And nice upgrade.
This one has a restaurant just for that. So yeah, there are a lot of privileges that you get from staying at the Diamond Club at Hideaway. Another resort we visited was the Landings. And they told us when we got there that it's the most unique hotel in St. Lucia. And once we went around, it was really, really, it was so different. It is not a timeshare, but it is all individually owned condos. And if you want to stay there, the owners let the hotel rent them out. So nobody's going to sell anything to you. There is a place if you want to buy there that you can go into, but no one is selling anything to you. There's 1, 2, and 3 bedroom suites from 950 square feet to 2,300 square feet.
Wow.
It was beautiful. I mean, it was really nice. And it's right on a marina. And the marina is private to them. They do rent out some of the slips to some of the companies that do excursions. But other than that, it's theirs. They have tennis courts. They have non-motorized water sports included, Wi-Fi, 19 acres of beachfront. It was really nice. And it was just so different from the rest, from most, you know, hotels. And there's also a spa.
Mm-hmm. Is it all inclusive?
No.
So no. It is not all inclusive. They do include the non-motorized water sports and tennis courts, and they have balls and rackets you can borrow, but it is not all inclusive. They do have, they call it, there's breakfast is included. They say they have an AI add-on, an all-inclusive add-on, but if you're staying someplace like this, you can cook your own meals if you want, or you can have a private chef come in and cook for you for a night. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if all-inclusive would really be beneficial here. A lot of people rent cars when they stay there because there's a parking lot that's free. So it's much different. And it's right next to Sandals Grand St. Lucia.
I was going to say, I think I've seen that. I think I saw that property when I was at Grand.
That's a good area too. They took us to watch the sunset at another beach, but it was like a little town. And I remember thinking that I would feel comfortable like driving around the town or going to bars outside of the, you know, the hotel.
Yeah.
So it was a very friendly island when I went. I really liked it.
I'm thinking folks who like Aruba might like that resort.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of folks who go to Aruba kind of like running their own place and, you know, having the food and having things nearby. It sounds like that, you know, some things for that kind of client.
Or Turks and Caicos. If you like that private, that's a lot of the same.
And it's nice because you can do it a few couples. You can do it where you can bring, you know, grandparents and the parents and then the kids. It's a lot of options. And we were actually, we had toured one of the suites and there were some guys that were touring it after us who were, they were booking a meeting there. And so everyone could bring their kids and their families and they could go to the meetings during the day and then just meet up with them later in the day.
Nice. That's awesome.
So we did two excursions. The first one was a private excursion. It was a couple that runs their own business. They picked us up at the hotel and we were with them for like 4 hours. They know everything. I mean, they know everything about the island. They, you know, they're from there, but so full of information and just so nice. And I mean, it was, I would suggest it for anyone. They have all different ones, but the one we went down and it was a tour of the island. So it was pretty much from where we were. And then we went down south. And then we came back up and we stopped and we went to the mud baths and I went and did the mud baths, which my friend who I traveled with was very shocked. It was very out of my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. But you bath naked too. Or something?
Oh no, but it was just like getting, you know, in mud.
Yeah.
But she did a little video, actually. I have to put it up.
Do you wear like your oldest bathing suit to this? Because you
know, everything comes off. We did have to like rinse them off afterwards. Uh-huh. So what you do is you go in, I think there were like five or six different temperature ones. So obviously the hottest one is the one that's closest to the volcano. And then that gets cooler as you go down. So we went into the second one and we went in and then you get out and you take mud that and you put it all over your body. And that's supposed to have some healing things. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't feel they were like, oh, do you feel different? Cause it was four pools. It was therapeutic mud baths. It was just, it was something different. It was fun. Yeah. It was, then you go in afterwards, after you put the mud all over you, you give it a few minutes and you let it dry, and then you go back in. And afterwards, you rinse off, but the place they have to rinse off, it does not get everything off. So, and that stuff stinks. We got back to our room and we're both like, you know, we each showered and then we each like, rinsed out our bathing suits because they were just,
So maybe you do want to wear an older bathing suit.
Yeah. I mean, once I rinsed it out, it was fine.
Yeah.
There's supposed to be some special type of shampoo or body soap. I know that that's probably very similar to the texture of like the silica at in, like the Blue Lagoon in Iceland or in the, where it gets covered on everything and you can't really get it off. There's like, they make a special soap.
Oh yeah. I got some for my kids that they didn't want because it's going to stink, but it's supposed to be good for you.
Is it like sulfur, like rotten eggs, fart smell?
That's exactly what it is.
How did you ride back from the,
we had towels and we, you know, they made sure the husband made sure that the towels were so that it's not going to get on his car.
Bet he did.
But I mean, you know, this is what they do all the time. So, and So they asked if I soaked in the essence of the volcano. Yes, I soaked in the essence of the volcano.
So whenever you rinse off there, are you like plunging into cold water or how are they?
It's not like, warm, but yeah. It was warm out. So it wasn't terrible.
Okay.
It wasn't cold, but it wasn't warm. It wasn't normal shower.
Is that an outdoor shower on the side of a mountain that you could have fallen down?
Yeah.
Pretty much it was three or four showers and there's a line and you go there and you rinse off and then you go get your stuff. And it's like, I'm not putting my shirt back on off this. So I just kept my towel around my waist and that was at the end of it anyway. So, which, you figure that makes sense.
Yeah.
But they were great and we got their cards and they did a great job with the tour. And I would highly recommend them and I can get you their information because I forgot to put it in front of me.
Yeah.
It sounds like something that would be good to do on like a first or second day, especially if you're staying in that kind of boutique hotel you're talking about, mm-hmm. to give people kind of the lay of the land. And,
we did it on our second full day. But I mean, they gave us information like the tallest peak 3,000 miles above sea level is Mount Jimmy. Bananas is one of their biggest exports. They export most of their bananas to Europe.
Oh.
The cocoa beans is another one, and they export a lot of them to Hershey's.
Yeah.
There are lobster season is August 2nd to February 2nd. So the island is partially on the Atlantic Ocean, partly on the Caribbean Sea. Mm-hmm. There's not many resorts on the Atlantic Ocean side because the water is much rougher. Most of the resorts are on the Caribbean side, and that's where we were. There's only one resort that I remember that I knew the name of, Coconut Bay, I think. And they're really close to the airport, and they get people to, I mean, it's probably a very nice resort, but it was so far from ours to sort of go would have been much more challenging. So they're really close to the airport. And that's like their thing. It's like, oh, you don't have to have a 2-hour drive and it's a family resort. So, I know people who've gone there and they loved it, but the people in St. Lucia said that the water can get really rough there.
That's on the Atlantic Ocean, you said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So the airport is at the bottom. It's sort of like an oval, almost, not exactly, but the airport's the southernmost place.
So, what was your second excursion?
Our second excursion was a rum and chocolate tasting. So that one, and there was also a snorkeling. So it said that the tour had like 12 people on it, and they pick us up on a like a little van or bus. They bring us to the port, and there's like over 100 people on this boat.
Oh, wow.
Like, what's going on? So what they do is they have like 5 different tours on here. They bring you to the first part of the tour and everyone's are different. And then everyone goes snorkeling together afterwards. Like you have lunch. So ours, they brought us to this place. We were a little disappointed because we thought we were going to a distillery and that's what the write-up made it seem like. And it was not a distillery. Mm-hmm. It's one of these places and they put together like a facsimile of what it should have looked like in the olden days when they did distilleries but it wasn't real. Yeah. So then we did the chocolate, the rum and the chocolate tasting were together. So what she would do is she would give us one type of rum and then she would say, this is the type of chocolate. That was a lot of fun going around the place and seeing the like, pseudo history lesson part of it. That was, okay. And there was only four people on our part of the tour. And then we had lunch, and they did lunch like...
The more rum you drank, the more fun it became, huh?
Exactly. Exactly. But I mean, the rum, that part of it was really fun. And the snorkeling was great. We didn't really see much, but we met, talked to a lot of people. We were dancing. We were, you know, it was fun.
Sounds like you're having fun. That's
awesome. And that was an all day one.
So I want to get back real quick to the resort you stayed at, Misty. Mm-hmm. So was there a Diamond Club, and how was the food?
There was not a Diamond Club. The food was okay. So you don't have to have an all-inclusive package at this resort. We did. So there is one main restaurant that you have breakfast and dinner at. I think they also have lunch, but we didn't really go there for lunch. So it used to be a buffet. Now you just go up and someone gives you a portion of it. So it's still a buffet. You just don't feed yourself. Right. You just don't serve yourself. The times that they were supposed to be open, they did not always open on time. So sometimes it said, okay, it opens at 6:30 for dinner, and at 6:30, we are waiting and waiting and waiting. Oh, wow. So we learned, and we started to go a little bit later.
There's your time.
Exactly. It's island time. So they do have one like fine dining restaurant, and I guess with the all-inclusive, if you're staying for 7 nights, you can go there like 3 or 4 times. We went once, and the food was good, but it was so long because it's like a 7-course meal. Mm-hmm. So we did it once, but we didn't go back because we didn't want to get dressed up, and we didn't want to be at dinner that long. Mm-hmm. They do some things at the pool. They, you know, every day there's a few guys out there, and they're doing some different games. Because there were really no kids there, some of them were a little, almost X-rated.
It was gay.
Really?
Well, that's because
they're like R-rated.
They had one, I mean, it wasn't X-rated, but there was one where you had to put, the woman had a roll of toilet paper between her legs, and the man had like the end of a plunger, and he needs to plunge it in. I mean, but maybe not X-rated, but it was pretty R. they definitely, I mean, and they didn't do that. The days that there were kids there, they didn't do ones like that. But there was a few days where there were no kids around, and so they did this. And they played music, and the guys at they do have a swim-up bar, and there's one pool. They do have a spa. So the gym is in a room, what was a room at one point. And then you walk through the back of the room, and there's the spa. We each had like a spa treatment with a massage and a facial. And those were really good. That was probably, you know, one of the better things about the resort. We were on the beach one of the days. And of course, you know, you get people coming, trying to sell you things. And the one guy that came up first, he said, okay, so if you buy, I'm going to put this bracelet on you, and you don't have to buy it. But if I put it on you, no one else is going to come bother you because they know that you've bought jewelry already.
Oh, so smart.
And of course, I felt bad. So I bought the necklace to go with it. And so I think we each did that. But getting a chair in the mornings, people would go out there at like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
We could see the pool and the beach from our room. And we see people out there so early. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's really a problem. Were there people saving stuff overnight, or was there?
No, but they were saving stuff really early in the morning. We just moved stuff around a few times. The last day we were at the pool, it was really funny because we moved twice because we found better spots as people were leaving. And it was really windy. And this, we had an umbrella over us. And the umbrella started moving and moving. And I said to her, that umbrella is going to fall on me. And she goes, oh, it's fine. It's not going to fall on you. Well, the umbrella came up out of the cement bottom. And luckily I heard it. So I caught it and it didn't hurt me. But these guys ran over so fast. And I said, can you get us a different one? Because he's like, oh, I'm putting it back together. I said, I don't trust it. So he brought over a different one.
Wow.
So what other questions?
So can you talk about the departure lounge?
Yes. The departure lounge was really nice. We did not know what to expect. I mean, I know lounges, you know, like the Delta Lounge and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. The departure lounge, it's almost like a speakeasy. So I asked someone and it's like, there's an elevator that you take, you get off, and then there's a door and there's a doorbell. And you need to like press the doorbell and they ask you your name. And then they ask you, you know, if you have a reservation. Yes. What's your name? They give your name. And then someone comes and lets you in. I mean, it's then because I had booked mine and Denise's departure lounge together because I thought we'd be going in together. Well, she was able to check in earlier than I was. So she went into there and we both had copies of it and it said two people, but they kept checking with her to make sure that I was supposed to be there.
Because you're such a rebel, Robin.
I know. So there's lots of places to sit. There's lots of places to charge things. They had Wi-Fi. It was air conditioned, which most of the rest of the airport was not. There was a bar. You could go get what you wanted. And they had a small menu with the best chocolate cupcakes I have ever had.
That's nice.
And all of that was included?
Yes, all of that was included. And I haven't done like Club Mobe or any of the other stuff yet, but I would definitely try them based, you know, if they're anything like this, I would do this. And I have clients who are going to St. Lucia next year, and I've recommended this to them because I really thought it was nice to not have to sit, and, you know, in the place where there's not that comfortable chairs. And sometimes you're there for a few hours.
Yeah. That's a kind of small airport too. So yeah, I would
especially not to be all sweaty and yucky before you get on your flight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really love I do the lounges every time. And I've done Club Obe many times and every single time, especially now during in the past 2 years, it's really, really, I mean, it was worth the money before, but it's even more so now because it kind of, they walk you through everything. And so was there. Yeah,
when you come out of the lounges too, and you like enter back into the real world of Loud Airport, you know, it's like, yeah, the lounges are just so relaxing. Nice.
Now, Robin, did that also fast track you through security at all as well?
For going in, yes. For going out, no. It was just the lounge. But it wasn't bad. The only reason I had to wait was because her flight was a half hour before mine. And we got there early because we weren't sure how long it was going to take to get back to the airport. And they pick you up early anyway. And I just had to wait a half hour until the Delta crew got there. They like there was nobody at the Delta desk.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, that's our show for this week. We want to thank you for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page and rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find us our previous episodes on the podcast page of outlandertravel.com, Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. We would love to hear from you. So thank you so much, Robin, for joining us. Yay!
Thanks for having me.
So on behalf of Sandy, Laura, Lindsay, and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.